Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate Show. I'm Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here. This is the show where we help you become a more financially intelligent real estate investor. That is the goal of the show. And I think there's something here for more advanced real estate investors and beginning real estate investors. It's our Q&A episode. So you get to ask us your questions and I give you the answers. And it's very easy to do. You can go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. That's how you can leave us a 30-second question. Try to keep it to about 30 seconds or less. That way we can answer more of your questions. So today we've got a few good questions from Elias, Richard, and Anthony. Let's take our first question. And by the way, I do not listen to these ahead of time. So I try to give you as fresh a response as I can as I'm listening to these live. Okay, here is a question from Elias.
How much does an owner of several houses have to put aside in the event of significant unexpected expenses, like replacing the water heating system or the hot water tank, the roof, preparing the house for new tenants, rent ready, central air conditioning, or other expenses? I'm asking since I own 7 rental houses, and for some of them, I've had unexpected expenses ranging between $5,000 and $10,000 each.
Okay, thanks, Elias. Great question. And this is a very important part of your rental math equation that you need to be doing ahead of time. Of course, before you buy a property, you always want to account for expenses in your formula. You know, we use the 40%, right? So when we're analyzing the rent on a property, so if it's, you know, $1,000, we want to multiply that times 12 months, then we want to, of course, multiply that total amount times 0.6, which will give us, that will remove 40% from the overall equation. So that's very, very important. I want to take out 40% in my numbers to make sure that this thing is going to cash flow above my maintenance and all of those other items and taxes, et cetera, that I'm going to have on the property. And Grover agrees with me, my little dog. So you want to make sure that you're taking that out before you're buying the property. You don't want to be surprised by this later. You're like, why is every year I'm not making any money on this property? Because you didn't probably put this into your formula ahead of time. Now, what do you want to set aside every year for maintenance? I mean, there's a couple of rules of thumb on this, and it's really up to you personally what you're comfortable with. Obviously, your mileage may vary depending on how old the house is. So if you bought a new construction rental property, you're not going to have repairs to worry about for years to come. So that's one of the reasons I love new construction rental properties, and that's why we do what we do at Morris Invest. But if you've got an older rental property, there are older problems that might emerge, right? You might not know that the sewer line or the old clay pipes from the house to the street now have roots going through them, right? And now you might have to replace those pipes because of a water main break that you might not have known about. So all of these things to think about, and this pops up from time to time. We had an older property that we had that we renovated on the inside. The sewer line broke, and it was like an $11,000 repair that just came out of nowhere. So these things do pop up. The rule of thumb is that you want to set aside 1% to 3% of the value of the property every year. So again, if the house is worth $150,000 in value, then the rule of thumb is to take about $1,500 in rent and set it aside every year. Again, your mileage may vary. You may want to put more aside for repairs, or you might not want to put anything aside for repairs because you know what? You just like using your credit card and getting credit card points and you pay it off when it comes in. So if you've got to replace a water heater, $700 eventually, you're just going to put that, you know, on your business credit card and you'll pay it off when the time comes. You're not going to set aside $700, take it out of the system, put it in some sort of a liquid bank account, and then on the off chance you need this repair, you're going to deal with that. It's going to be much different, of course, if you're dealing with commercial property. And you've got a lot of repairs. Commercial properties that are large have a lot of continuing maintenance that you're going to have to deal with, you know, water heaters and furnaces and repairs constantly. So you're going to have to make sure you have those cash reserves. And in which case, I would ask you to put that money into some sort of savings account that's going to yield some returns while it's sitting there. So I recommend Outlet Finance. It's an account that I use. We'll have a link below in the show notes. If you go to morrisinvest.com/outlet, you can get a 6% return on your money. It's backed by cryptocurrency. So that's an option. Like if you need to have one of those accounts set up, there's an option for you to keep that money, keep it liquid, and make a little bit of money in the process in interest while it's sitting there. Great question, Elias. Thank you for that question. So the next question comes to us from Richard. Let's listen.
Richard Armendariz here. I asked this question once before. I guess it wasn't that important to put on radio, but I just wanted to see if this would help. I'd like to invest with you guys. And is it worth me borrowing money from somebody, private money, and then paying them a certain percentage, and within a 6 month or a year time, I could refinance that property and pay them back? Or is there other methods? I definitely want to get moving with doing some investments with your company. I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Richard. I appreciate it. And we're happy to help you. You know, if you book a call with our team, Richard, I mean, we can walk you through. We work with over 60 different lenders, plus non-recourse financing lenders. So on top of traditional financing, which is near 0% interest rates right now, basically free money, of course, we also have non-recourse financing. So it's not tied to you personally. You know, if your credit has an issue or whatever, that's obviously a fantastic option. And it's great for international investors as well. So again, we can walk through all of those things with you if you book a call with our team at Morris Invest. But I would also say we have a funding option right on our website that you might want to check out, because in some ways it is private money, because you're getting these business credit cards, but it's not then tied to a high interest rate. So check out, if you go to morrisinvest.com/funding, I would book a call with our partners over at Fund and Grow. You'll save $500 off any kind of sign-up fee if you use them through our website. And what's great about them is you can get upwards of, you know, especially if you're doing it with a spouse, over $100,000 or more. Like I said, my first round of funding with them, I got at 0% interest, $175,000 at 0% interest for 1 year. So that allows you to use that for down payments. You can then, of course, refinance later into a longer-term loan, a 30-year fixed-rate loan, et cetera, or a non-recourse loan. So we work with a lot of clients that end up using them and getting 0% interest funding for that short-term window. So it's definitely an option. Obviously, prices on houses continue to rise. You know, home prices and home values continue to go up. We have an affordable housing crisis in this country. We don't have enough houses at all. So there is incredible demand. So that's not changing anytime soon. So those are things to consider. Private money, though, I mean, private money really is just borrowing from Uncle Jim. You know, that's private money. Or if you want more institutional private money, you know, you can pay like 12% interest rate, 11% interest rate. And very often that type of funding is more used for like a flip and fix and flip project. So you might take that 12% for 6 months while you're flipping a property, working on a flip. And then, you know, you're going to make a certain profit. You have to back out that 12% that you're going to pay this private lender. I'm not a big fan of doing that to buy rental properties. So again, I would encourage you to check out our funding tab on our website. You'd save $500 off if you use that link and you sign up with them. They're fantastic. It's not for everybody, but it is way cheaper than private money. And at 0% interest, it can enable you to do a bunch of things, like use some of that as a down payment. You might even be able to pay off higher debt, higher interest debt that you might have on other cards, et cetera. And just talk with them through that process. I think you'll really find them helpful. They've been able to raise now over $100 million for our clients at Morris Invest. So check them out. Again, not for everyone, but I would encourage you to at least do some homework on it and see if it's a fit for you. So thank you for that question, Richard. All right, our next question comes from Anthony.
Is there any way that you can fund a deal without putting down 10%, or a way you can get funding without coming up with your own money? Thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, you can partner. So, you know, there's three things that you need to invest in real estate, Anthony. You need people, right? You need money, and you need a deal. So if you are able to find a deal that a money partner is willing to put the money up on, you're doing all the legwork to find the property. And the way that you can structure a deal with that person is that you're going to take a less amount in equity position. And if you partner up as an LLC, there's all sorts of creative ways that you can do this, that you don't have to come out of pocket. Again, you know, so many of the millionaire real estate investors that I know and that I watched start in this business did it without any of their other own money. They were able to go to a rich friend, et cetera, a partner, and say, look, I have the time and the attention to find great deals. You've got the money, but you don't have the time to find the deals, right? So why don't I find the great deals? And if you're able to put up the money, we can structure something on the back end with our, when we form an LLC to work on or buy this rental property, you know, I'll take a 30% position in the property, or 60, you'll take a, I don't know, 60% position in the property. I'll take 40. I won't put any money down, but I'll make less in equity. Also make less on the rental income. Great. Now you've come out of pocket zero, but you put the time in to find the property, right? There are all sorts of creative ways that you can structure deals with partners, but you need to know people. You need to be able to find a deal and you need money. So if you don't have money, then find people, right? Make relationships. And the other piece of it is find the deal. Deals are very hard to find. And if you can find a good deal through legwork and hitting the pavement and being, you know, when I was starting out, I was going door to door. I would go door to door. I would look for vacant homes. You know, during the winter, you can be driving for dollars, drive around. We have a whole video series on our channel about driving for dollars. It's a great course that you can take with Zach Booth, who's one of the teachers. I mean, imagine you have a software, your computer, you can drive around these neighborhoods and find vacant houses because no one's shoveled their walkways. Now you know that's a vacant house, or even just using a piece of software that identifies that the house is vacant. You're doing the legwork to find the deal and you go to a money partner and they're willing to then partner with you. But again, also, like I said earlier in the call with Richard just a few moments ago, I talked about, you know, getting 0% interest funding using a service like on our website. If you go to the funding tab on our website, you know, that might be an option for you. So you're not having to come out of pocket anything. You're really getting 0% interest funding for a year. And then if you're finding a good deal that you can refinance later on, you're pulling out that full equity in the deal, paying off that debt, and you haven't come out of pocket at all. That's called an infinite return. I mean, that's the goal, is to create an infinite return on your money, especially if you're not even using any of your own money. You're using other people's, like the banks. And at the end of the day, remember that there's probably a partner that would want to go in on 10 or 20% with you, and you do the traditional money with the bank. So maybe, you know, we work with, at our company, we have a program where we have partners that come together. So you might have five friends that want to start investing in real estate, and they come together, and instead of all of them coming up with a down payment, they come together and form an LLC, and they each put up a few thousand dollars, just a little bit. Now that covers their down payment, and now the bank is financing the rest. Now, as five friends, they've been able to take part in changing their lives through real estate investing, but they didn't have to do it all on their own. So these are all choices and options out there. But just remember, most of the millionaire real estate investors I know started with nothing, and they used other people's money to do it. That's how you grow. That's truly how you grow. I'll remind you that, you know, Robert Kiyosaki, the very first rental property he bought with a credit card in Hawaii. So it can be done. Of course, he's a multimillionaire now with thousands of properties. So just those little reminders. I'd love to hear your questions. So thanks to Elias. Thanks to Richard. Thanks to Anthony for your questions today. Just go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. That's how you can leave us a 30-second voicemail message so we can answer your questions here on the show. And in the meantime, folks, go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. And what a way to kick off the year 2021 with taking action on real estate investing. Have a happy new year, everyone, and we'll see you back here real soon. Take care.